the hands of a terrorist on a shoulder-fired missile launcher in a U.S. neighborhood. That is what counterterrorism officials say has worried them since the September 11, 2001 attacks on the U.S. In 2003, Congress gave the U.S. Homeland Security Department funding to help develop an anti-missile system that would protect commercial aircraft from portable missiles. One defense contractor, Northrop Grumman, recently finished testing its Guardian system, a teardrop-shaped pod attached to the bottom of Federal Express commercial cargo planes during 4,500 flights. Northrop's Jack Pledger explains how the Guardian uses infrared technology to thwart missile attacks.
It does that by using these missile warners or seekers that are around the airplane, these sensors that are around the pod on the bottom of the airplane. They stare 360 degrees around the airplane. They never blink. And when they see something that appears to be a missile to it, it will turn this little turret toward the missile and lock onto the missile with an infrared tracker.
The pod then sends a beam of infrared energy toward the missile, diverting it from the airplane. Pledger says it would take a year to equip commercial aircraft with the Guardian. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has also contracted with BAE Systems and American Airlines to test another anti-missile device for commercial passenger airlines. The department will file a report with Congress on the two systems, but an industry official says it is unclear whether the government will require anti-missile defenses on commercial jets and who would pay for them. Robert Rafel, VOA News.